Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Psychics Gone Wild. We're having one of those great Wild Woolly Wednesdays you always tease us about, one of those fun days. And we've been very fortunate today to have a very special guest. Those of you who have been watching, we've been having surprise guests all week. And one of the really good things that we were very fortunate to get is we have in the wings waiting Dr. Pierre Malot and from Canada. I hope I'm saying it right. He'll be on here in a few minutes with you. And something I want to really encourage everyone that's calling in today is we're going to do a little bit of interviewing and talking, and we're going to get to talk to the doctor here about some of his excellent stress management work. And one of the really great things is, as going through this, is the doctor, the PhD that the doctor has is in life, spiritual coach, grief loss management, a guided afterlife connection facilitator. We've got a very phenomenal person here. And, as we're going into this show, we've had a lot of people talking about the different mental and spiritual approaches they have with grief, and this just seems like a welcome addition. We really have gotten really fortunate to be able to have Pierre on the show today. And as we're going into the show here, I'm going to welcome all of you at the 773-897-6461 to direct your questions. And we're doing light on the mini readings. You know, we will be doing this. We do welcome. And we're going to talk to Pierre a little bit. He does do some, like you said, analysts and some writing readings. And we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit here. And then you guys can get your chance to speak with our guest and everything we've got. And we just welcome you on Psychics Gone Wild to have a fun time. I see you guys in chat are already starting to play. I apologize, my typing is not as good as Kelly and Tristan, so I do misspell quite a bit today. It's been a lot going on. But without much more ado, I'm going to go ahead and I guess I should I call you doctor? Is it okay if I call you Pierre?
Oh, Pierre is good enough. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. I'm very excited here. I've been looking and learning a lot since I spoke with you about coming on, and you seem like one of those people that, you know, you had an experience in your life and you have turned this around in such a phenomenal way to help so many people there in Canada. I just am very excited to have you on our show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I thank you for discussing a little bit of some of your abilities. You have a very strong psychic ability. It sounds like here, from what I'm reading and things, your spirituality, this was like, am I correct? As this was something you've always had in your life, and then as unfortunately you became a widow with your wife. Can you explain to them? I mean, this all just seemed to kind of fold out for you like an angel. They wanted you to obviously be helping others.
Well, I guess so. I mean, I do believe that everything in life has a purpose, that it's no accident that we do experience certain things. I was always very sensitive when I was younger, although I did not know. I just learned about that like later in years and later in life. When, as a therapist, I just sort of felt what the need of other people, and I just felt that I knew the right thing to say at the right moment. And I thought it was great, but I wanted to inquire a little bit more on this, so I joined a spiritualist group in Montreal, Canada, Montreal, mm-hmm. Quebec. It's called the Spiritual Science Fellowship. Merlin Rosner would said this place is a very well-known psychic all over the world.
Yeah.
And I studied with them actually many years. I studied comparative religion with John Rosner, which is her husband, is a superb university professor at Concordia University. And I studied through them with the British National Union, which is also a very well-known institution for psychics and mediums. And it went through there, and the knowledge I've acquired there, I guess, just came and just piled up over my scientific knowledge, and I sort of went through this with this as a body psychotherapist, because my approach has always been total. I mean, global, physical, mental, emotionally, and spiritually.
Uh-huh.
And but I've always felt that as a therapist, because I have a conventional training in psychology but I have also a training in spirituality, and I've always felt that these two worlds were disconnected, if we talk in the sense of a therapist. So it was either a psychological approach, a psychiatric approach. One does not necessarily believe in the other, and the spiritual side is always a little bit aware of the other side. So I was always sort of cut in the middle, caught up in the middle. And when I saw just recently an ad, as I was browsing through Amazon, because I buy a lot of used books, there was this book called Guided Afterlife Connections, which really intrigued me. So I went and looked at briefly at what the content of the book, and I just really tripped on it. I ordered a book, and it's actually a super approach. Because I'm very enthused about this guided afterlife connection. I'll talk about that now, and maybe how I came to be a stress management consultant and a grief management facilitator.
Yes, please. I really welcome it, and I thank you. One thing, Pierre, I'm so fascinated. I am really, you know, as you were just saying there, you can tell with you that obviously all these years of helping, and you know, there's a connection. One of the great things is Pierre's had an article in the Open Road at Edgar Cayce Foundation in Canada. You know, he's just, you pretty much have been an inspirational speaker and freelance, you know, writer and working in this area that I'm very much, you know, I know that a lot of our audience, when I wrote about this in the chat rooms, were already asking today before I even got into Blog Talk about where did Pierre, you know, where did this happen? So please, you know, enlighten us with it, and we just are welcome to have you.
Okay, well, I'll expand a little bit more later on guided afterlife connection, because it really bridges science and spirituality, and it's a great tool. But let's keep that for the dessert.
Okay.
I was through the years. I was a buddy psychotherapist for many many years, and I had a show. I hosted a show on parapsychology in Montreal, Quebec, for 4 years, where I had the pleasure to meet some of the greatest parapsychologists and metaphysical people in the world. You know, they would come from Europe and they would be booked on my show. It was a great period in my life, and I guess I learned a lot then. But then I've experienced a great loss. At one point, my son was 18 years old, was a military, got killed in a vehicle accident. That was 27 years ago, and that really was a turning point in my life. I stopped everything, actually, and I just went and bought a house in the Laurentians, the higher mountains in the Quebec area. And I just spent a couple of years there with my, today is my late wife, just, you know, renovating that house and just, you know, recuperating. That loss left a mark more than I could imagine at the time. And I guess I did my grieving, but not enough, and I sort of repressed a lot of these emotions, which were, you know, just swallowed it, basically, like a lot of people do when it comes to grieving. And so I went along and restarted my business, and between this, after that, I lost my father, I lost my mother, which is, I mean, it's difficult depending on the relationship you have with a father or a mother. But it's something that is a little bit more acceptable, in a sense that when you lose a son, I mean, children are supposed to die after you, not before you, you know?
Amen, yes.
And so from there, you know, I'm passing a lot of years now. Eventually, my wife of 38 years got diagnosed with ovarian cancer. So at that time, it was a difficult period. So we had bought a house here in the country as an investment, so we left. She decided that she didn't want to stay in the city, so she quit her job, and we came to live in the country. And I took care of her 24/7. I was her sole provider for 4 years. And eventually, she died at home, peacefully in my hands. I just was her facilitator all through these moments, which was actually one of the most enriching experiences I've ever lived, which actually triggered everything. The death of my son obviously triggered certain mechanisms that were unconscious at the time, but it's when my wife died that everything just just exploded. My psychic abilities seem to have increased 100 times. Of course, I went through a very, very hard period for the first 2 months, and I remember at one point, and I did actually wrote an article on that, a good day in the life of a grieving widower, which is on my site and can be seen.
Yes.
It actually was published in the Edgar Cayce Foundation's newsletter.
Yes.
And also in a magazine, More to Life, in Great Britain. And so this really started everything. And after a certain period, my psychic abilities seemed to increase up to a point that... it was really a problem, because then I was going through all kinds of emotions, as you can expect. But on top of it, I was picking up everybody else's emotion. Was almost going in groups, waiting in the doctor's office. I could just feel everybody's anxiety. I could almost write a book, you know, a little story of everybody was just waiting in the waiting room, and it became a real problem. You know, I would mix up my own emotions with other people's emotions. So I really felt that I needed to see through this. So I went back to the Spiritualist Science Fellowship 25 years after I'd left them, actually. And they welcomed me open arms, and I stayed with them to, you know, and did some workshops and met with my mentor and sort of helped me to see through this. And I was restarting my business, and I also added, and I started to do automatic writing at one point, because for some reason all this psychic energy was not channeled properly, and I just didn't have the right vehicle to do it.
Yeah.
But eventually I just got this urge to do automatic writing, which I did in the past and was not really conclusive. But this time, it just went crazy. And then for the first 2 weeks, it was okay, but I was channeling all kinds of energy and nothing in particular. And then all of a sudden, I just felt this very, very strong energy take control of my arm, my hand, and just started writing. And then she says, "It's me, Louise," because my wife's name was Louise. And then, actually, I couldn't believe it, but then she started to write through me and just tell me stuff that, you know, was inconceivable. And then since then, almost every night, almost every day, I was writing through automatic writing. Imagine the gift that anybody can have. You lose a loved one and you can communicate with them and talk with them and feel their energy every day. And that's how I succeeded in controlling and managing the psychic energy. And to date, even today, I do now reading by automatic writing.
Excellent. That is very phenomenal. And I can feel the energy. We've got another one. My co-host is on, and I'd like to introduce her. This is Wednesday, everyone knows, on the show. And Tristan Pierre is one of our really good psychics who she's going to do some angel card reading here later on with us. And she's so excited. She was like, you know, I let her know this morning is when she found out, guess who's on, you know. She's like, well, it's a surprise working with you. But we laughed, and, you know, she's like, Pierre, I'd like you to meet Tristan Bishop. Tristan Bishop, here's Pierre.
Hi, Tristan. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
When you were talking about you're doing the automatic writing and how your wife was speaking to you, I knew your wife's name. And the reason I knew your wife's name was because the picture of Lake Louise came up.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Really? Wow, that's great.
And I was like, whoa. So I put two and two together, and I'm like, his wife's name is Louise. And then you said it on air, and I'm like, oh, holy cow.
Well, you got it right, because Lake Louise was actually a highlight or a turning point in one of our trips that we did that ended in Lake Louise, and, you know, all kinds of stuff happened that was really significant in our lives. So that's great you picked that up.
Yes, that's amazing. And, you know, I can feel your energy, and you're very positive, and you're a good soul. You're a very good person.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, and you're my fellow Canadian, so
yeah.
I like that as well. My father was French Canadian, and he was.
Oh, was he?
Yes,
oh,
he was born in Montreal.
Oh,
and,
I was
So I was really excited about getting to hear you and about the Edgar Cayce stuff. And I mean, you just sound like such a fabulous, fantastic man. I'm thrilled. I'm honored.
Extraordinary. Yeah, I was actually when they decided to publish that article, I was really thrilled. If we're talking about psychic abilities and how things happen. I always wrote articles, health articles, you know, like in magazines in Quebec in French. But I became a little bit bored about writing always the same thing. How many articles can you write on vitamin C and, you know, this kind of stuff? So, yeah, I mean, it's just, so I stopped writing until I said, well, maybe eventually I'll be more inspired. And then all through that period, what I'm talking to you about here, just the automatic writing and the psychic stuff, just occurred probably from 2 to 6 months and up to date, actually, after my wife died.
Wow.
And so I felt the need as a catharsis to write something about how I felt. So one day I just wrote this little article, 600 word. Again, it's called, how's it? I said it before, A Good Day in the Life of a Grieving Widower. So I wrote that, and I wanted to write it short, so because, you know, I'm always thinking ahead and thinking if I ever want to publish this. Most magazines do not like to have 2,000-3,000 word articles. They like it short, but to the point and very poignant.
Short and sweet.
So it felt great after I wrote it. So I said, but maybe if I would have other people, I would share it with other people. If only I could touch like 2 or 3 or 5 or 6 or 10 other people that would, you know, connect with this and make them feel better, because the article ends on a positive note, and that's what I wanted to communicate. And so I sent it to all my contacts in the LinkedIn network, and it was amazing the response I got. I got people from all over the world just emailing me back saying that they loved the article and that it touched them and they connected with it. But what was bizarre about writing that article, Tristan, is that I was not an inspirational writer. I was just a sort of a scientific writer, you know, like taking facts and, you know, and building up a case. But this time, I was just there, you know, with the sadness of, you know, when you're grieving and stuff. And then ideas would just pop in my mind, but not just ideas, like complete sentences would just pop in my mind with words that I did not know, because I'm not English, I'm French.
Right, can I
ask
you something?
Yeah, so my writing abilities in English were kind of limited. So I was even doubting that I could write something that could be, you know, readable in English. So I put it down on paper, and I put everything down on paper, and after I've revised it, and it's just how it started. And then after that, every time I felt one of the stages of grieving, like anger, I would just write on it. And it led me to write some beautiful articles, and eventually I'm actually this summer I'm going to a cottage by the lake, and I'm gonna, you know, sort of close myself off there and write a book on grief, you know, and it's gonna include all these articles, and it's gonna be like the story from my perspective, not the perspective of the person that is dying, but from the perspective of a spouse, you know, losing a loved one.
What you had to go through.
What I had to go through, but in my own way, because when it comes to grieving, there's a ton of books that are all theoretical, and you know. But I wanted to write something that's from the heart, and telling you how it is, and you know, when you go through the periods of remission and relapse, and you know how depressing it can be, and how you have to work up courage
in the faith. Behind it, you know, when they go into remission, and then all of a sudden you're set back again, and it's horrible.
Exactly. So But all this led me to, I felt I had to work again. So come last fall, I started to, thinking about reopening my office, but not as a stress management counselor, but I focused on grief and grief management. So with my own experience and my training already, I studied all kinds of other courses on grief management and end-of-life facilitating and hospice, and led me to volunteer as a grief management facilitator for a great organization here in Ontario, Canada, that's called the Bereaved Families of Ontario. Well, people, when they experience grief, they could just pop in an office. They're about in every significant town in Ontario.
May I ask you something?
Yes.
Please, I don't mean to interrupt you because I know you're on a roll there, but I'm picking up that you can also do grief through hospice for people who've lost pets. For some reason, I'm picking that up with you.
Well, that's good because I have always loved pets. I've always had pets. And actually, I had...
And I'm picking up
my
animals.
I
guess I'm connected with you.
Yeah, well, that's great. I feel connected with you, too. So then you read me pretty well. My last dog I had to put down because he was too old, blind, and couldn't hear anymore was actually my late wife's dog.
And it broke your heart.
Oh, it did it ever.
It devastated you.
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was hard, but it had to be done. And, we do what we have to do. And I guess that's what makes us better human beings and more understanding at the end.
Agreed. So please continue on. I just had to give you that message.
Well, these articles were great, and I guess if anybody go into my site, I've published four so far, and there's a link there in the published articles, which people can just go in there and click on the link, and then the article will appear. I won't say any more because it would be too long, but just if people go there, they can read all kinds of stuff. Very, very interesting, and they're all based on personal experiences, of course. It's my own experiences. And they all end on a positive note because that's the way I like to end stuff, on a positive note.
I thank you very much, Pierre. And what we've got is I'm promoting it. I'm putting on the site there's of you, anyone who wants to do it. And on his site, you can find him on Sherry Your Pain, Giving Successfully. And I'm going to go ahead and copy and paste that to the room. So any of you guys who want to go ahead and get on. And I just really thank you, Pierre. I really enjoy the fact of what you're doing here. Is like you were saying before, you're really helping a lot of people from what's happened with you. You were talking about your gift and your ability on the psychic energy. Have you also noticed that many others, all of a sudden you started resonating and having different other people coming in and becoming, I seem to have done this too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Actually, yes. It's just, some people would call it coincidences, but I sort of don't believe that. I think what happened to me when I was in that great pain, like crouch on the floor, as I describe on my first article, a crack occurred that opened me up. Any resistance that I may have had before, I felt that this opened, and this opened my psychic ability, but it also opened me up to other people. And other people, just after that, I just met all kinds of great people. That just helped me in that path. And it's just going on and going on and going on, just like meeting you guys and talking with you. And this, I feel this is just the beginning, actually. Where it will end, we never know, really.
Yeah, and we're very fortunate to have you on. We're going to have someone. We've got a 607. They've been very patient since we started. 607,
okay.
You're on Psychics Gone Wild, what we call basically a psychic roundtable. With
okay.
Pierre, you're on with Tristan and Psyche Jethro. How are you, 607?
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I just called because I saw something about an angel reading, but what he was saying really touched me. I'm also a widow.
Okay.
And I just...
It's okay.
It's okay.
I have a 19-year-old son, and I have problems with them ever since my husband has passed away. I have an older son who's 22 and my daughter who's 18, but this middle one was very close to my husband, and he's just been getting in a lot of trouble. And this morning they called me from the college, is why I called, because he went through the window to try to get into a girl's room. His friend told her, the girl, to get his ID. They had closed all the school dormitories because it was the end of the semester for the summer. And I didn't know, but the campus there's campus police, and they, like, arrested him, like, for criminal mischief. He has to go to court. He's not arrested, but they told him he has to go to court. And I'm very upset about this, and it just all ties in with the pain and the grief.
Yes.
And sometimes it's like never ending. And with this particular son of mine, it's just he's just been in trouble so much ever since my husband passed away. And I just want to know if you think he'll be all right, really.
Well, I think he will be all right. Probably he's reacting to grief. Probably he's in pain of losing his brother. And that's
His father.
And what I would recommend is I would recommend that you maybe try to have him talk to... because I'm from Canada, so I don't know what's available in your area. What area are you from?
I'm in upstate New York.
Upstate New York. I know there's a... You could probably start with one place, and they could probably direct you, because there are many, numerous organizations that help people dealing with grief, and it's all free. I can think of one. It's called Compassionate Friends of America.
Okay.
And, it's mainly for people who's lost a child, but they probably could help you with your son, and they probably could direct you to an organization in your area that does or offers support group to grieving people. And I think he needs to talk with someone. He's probably in a lot of pain, and he's suffering. And which is perfectly normal, and these things. But he needs to get it off his chest. He needs to vent this, and
yes.
Talk to someone. Talk about his pain. And it's difficult to talk with you, maybe.
It is.
Have him talk. Can you have him talk? Can you have him, you know, discuss how he feels? And
when I get very close to that with him, he kind of like stops. He doesn't want me to get that close.
Okay, well, that's right. So maybe it's just bringing up a lot of pain in himself, and it's difficult for him to deal with.
Yes.
It in grieving, it takes time. What I think you could do is help him talk about it, or maybe find someone that he's comfortable to talk with. But it's going to take a little bit of time, so you have to be supportive of him. I know it's difficult in your condition, because you are suffering too, and you are.
Yes, that's what every time he gets in trouble, it's like I suffer again, just when I feel like I'm okay, then it brings all that out again, and
of
it
course,
feels
yeah.
like there's no end to it.
It engenders your own grief.
Yeah, it just starts all over, like there's no end to it, and I just want to go away to an island somewhere
where I don't
feel any pain.
Yes, yes, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Well, I think you too need to talk about it. Do you have do you know any organization near your where you are? Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't really inquired anything about that.
So try this. Try to get the phone number of the Compassionate Friends of America.
Okay.
In your area, that would be your starting point. And from there, they'll direct you. They have all kinds of contacts, and they'll direct you to the right people. And I think that you do need someone to talk, and there's no telling how great it feels when you can talk about it, you can let your emotions go and express that. And I think your son needs to do that too. But maybe it's uncomfortable doing it with you, because it's maybe a little bit too close for comfort.
Yes.
You're his mother, So maybe you need someone completely, you know, different, stranger, and someone you trust that you can talk to. And that would be my, for now, that would be my
advice,
my recommendation. Yeah.
Thank you.
And just if you feel like crying, just cry. If you're angry, just, you know, grab a pillow and, you know, scream in it. Go in,
yeah,
your car.
Yeah, it's like nobody understands anymore what grief is.
That's right.
Everybody has become so, I don't know, they just don't understand that anymore until you go through it. And then you say, oh, yeah, so, you know, this is, life sometimes is pain. It's not always, you know, you get what you want. You know, it's, sometimes it is painful.
Exactly. I understand you very well.
And there's nobody to talk to about this because everybody's so involved in money or, you know, that kind of fulfillment. But sometimes that doesn't fill you up, you know.
No, that doesn't fill you up. You have to talk about it. You have to find somebody, some organization, someone that will listen without judging you. Because it is normal. What you're going through, it is normal. It's a normal part of grieving, but you need to express that. And as soon as you can, find someone that can actively listen to what you have to say and not judge you and just let you grieve. It's just a normal part of life, and I'm totally with you, and I hope you'll do well. And you will.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good chance, and good luck, and I love you.
Thank you, and God bless you. And thank you, everybody at the radio.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
We thank you, and we let you know that you just called in. You can always get a hold of us, 607, at any of our sites. We've got some emails there on there, and you can look in on Facebook. We have a lot of times people will connect through the emails, and we've got Triskit, and I'll have her spell hers out, and Psychic Jethro at AOL, but you can always get a hold of us at any of those emails. Mine's just psychicjethro@AOL.com, and we really promote our group of Psychic Chat because we do have a lot of people who are more than just psychically chatting. We're talking here spiritual, and as Pierre was talking about, they're letting that get out. We have had a really intense last week of a lot of widows and widowers who are on and saying what Pierre just said there. And I take my hat off to you. I thank you for, you know, your expertise in this area. We're going to go right into the next caller. We've got another one here, Anonymous. They came up with you. You're on the air right now. That's been waiting for the last about 5 minutes. Would you like to speak to any of us on Psyche's Gone Wild? Hello? Okay, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties.
Wait, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. That was my fault.
Oh.
I apologize. Normally it's, you know, it's a blog talk, but that was me. I'm on Skype. I think that's why it's anonymous. So I'm Diana, and I would love a reading. Hi. Thank you so much. That was wonderful call that and help that you with the last caller. That was beautiful. I would just like something kind of general about what's coming up. Can we do that, or maybe relate it to relationships or something? And, you know, or anything I need to hear would be great.
Are you addressing this to me?
Yes.
So you need can you precise your question a little bit more? You want to know what's coming up?
Yes, what's coming up? Let's say, what's coming up in relationships over the next couple of months?
Oh, I mean, when you're grieving?
Oh, is this about grieving? I'm sorry, I just tuned in.
No, you're okay. I apologize, Diane. I'll go. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're okay. We've got today. We've got Pierre on from Canada, and he was talking about the grieving. And we also have Tristan is here. Tristan, would you like to? We'll just change the topic a little bit.
Yeah,
Tristan,
sure.
Does angel card readings, and Tristan, would you like to give Diane a reading here? She's obviously, we're kind of switching a little bit on you guys, and I apologize. But Psychic's Gone Wild. We've had a little bit of energy, and today we do a little mini readings. We're with Pierre today, and unfortunately, Blog Talk Radio like we had, is it's one thing we've done pretty much for the last month. But Diane, he can give you a little bit of a mini reading, and then we're going to kind of, what we're doing is we're talking with Pierre, and we welcome everyone calling in. It's my fault, because 773-897-6461, normally we just do free mini readings, or we do, and now this last couple of weeks after we got really hit and with Blog Talk and some other things, we've kind of went to doing our own people. We have guests on, and so we do readings, Diane, and I thank you. It's just today we're doing that. If you're, we'll be patient. We'll have Tristan do a little mini reading on your relationship, and then we'll go right back into with Pierre. Is that okay?
That's good. That would be wonderful for me. Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. I pulled three cards for you, and it's I can't get this out right. It's your past, your current situation, and what your gift is from the angels, okay?
Uh-huh.
Currently, or you just got out of fire, okay? So apparently you were either in some kind of relationship that you weren't exactly happy with, that had tumultuous times to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your next card is unity. And you really want unity. You want that connection, that spiritual connection with a partner, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And your final card is your gift, and it is freedom. So when I tie it all together, in all actuality, you really want your own freedom, your freedom to come, your freedom to go, how you want to live your life. You don't want to be restricted. And the angels are going to give you that freedom. But as I always tell everybody, it's a free will. The angels will not come and do anything unless you ask them. So you need to start talking to your angels, your archangels, and you can read up on them if you don't know them, but I'm sure you probably know them. And that's what I'm getting, is that, you know, you're going to find what you're looking for. You're going to have that ability. You're going to be free and find the right one.
Wonderful.
And Diane, I feel like you've got some energy here. As with my gift, I'm going to have you say your name slow for me at first. We read all differently, so if you'll just say your first name for me.
Diana.
Diana, I am seeing some other energy here. I see there's been some other struggles too, and I agree with her angel reading. I see that you're looking at, I keep feeling like you're looking at having some other things begin for you. They keep showing me a new situation, and I see that you I feel like there's been a relationship that keeps trying to pull you in. The person and you were to, I would say, you were in a different relationship. It wasn't really, it could be hot and steamy, but I would consider it something different too. They're showing me a relationship there, that someone that you've been around, that you're kind of wondering about. I feel like there's someone you kind of have an idea. This would be the person you'd like to have for a relationship.
Right.
Yes.
Someone I'm wondering about. Yes.
That's what I'm getting. And I as a psychic, I can feel and sense with you that you really wanted to be with this person. And I here we are on the radio, but for a mini reading, I'm going to have you just say their name, because I can see what your angels and guides are showing me. They're showing me this person has all the potential. It's like what I call all the yummy stuff I write in my angel thing. I did this for my relationship. I wrote down what I wanted from her, and they manifested her. So what I'm getting, when the angels are telling me with you, Diane, is this person is positively, should be steamy with you and isn't. And I'm not sure. I need to get their name so I can get the permission to look into there, if that's okay with you.
Sure. I'm kind of curious about Jason.
I feel that Jason is got a karmic energy with you. I feel that Jason is also putting out a lot of energy with you, and I feel that Jason is really going with you strength and wise. I feel that you guys have mentally, you stimulate each other. There's an attraction here, somewhat of other energies, and what I feel that's gone on is that they keep showing me that it seems like the material, there's something materially doing this. Is this distance of work, is this distance, there's something materially keeping you two where it could have, it would have been, it isn't just the convenience, but it's also with the relationship. I see the angels are like, they're using this as a role model. I don't see you and him getting together, which is really a shame, because he has all the chemistry of it. But I do see the guides are showing me in the next couple months, Diane, I see you in this relationship. I see the really, I love the word that Tristan used earlier, fire. I see with you passion. You have to have someone who's, don't get offended, Diane, but I got to be real blunt. You are an intense person. You're like electricity or something. I'm getting this energy of like, they've got to be thinking, working, and on it, or there's something here with it. It's what I love, what she said, fire. But I keep seeing that. Your angels keep showing me that they're going to do this, and it's coming up. I see August being very intense. It's not just going to be a hot summer month, but I see this being what you need to have in your life. And they said for you to have this energy together. I see that you've had some tears that you're going through. I see that it's going to be like, you called it a perfect day, because we're talking with a facilitator here that works with stress. And I see you love stress, Diane. I see that you're a worker. I see you when have you ever cross-country skied? I see you doing that. Like get them, my hat's off to you. I don't know how to describe what I see, but that's what I'm seeing. I'm like, go,
you know. There's another man that actually is a more recent man, and his name is Nick. Do you feel anything with him? We actually haven't dated or anything, but he has a lot of the same qualities.
Tristan or Pierre, or you guys, what are you feeling?
I'm not feeling anything on that one. I usually do my stuff by writing, and
it's okay, Pierre. We put
it
you.
It takes
on.
A little bit of time to do that for me.
You're okay, and Deborah Katz told me the same thing. People call in, and it takes us a little bit. And this is one of the great gifts about those of us with the gift. We all have it and do different things, and sometimes it does. The radio is more clairaudient. I know for me, when I passed and came back, mine got stronger. And so I know, and I agree with what you said. You've got a very strong gift, and Pierre, I apologize to you. We put you a little bit on the spot, but what I do see with this, I agree. We'll give you a few minutes more, Diane, then we'll get back to the show, because what we've got with you, I think you should really get with one of us on a reading and look into the full reading. I also, Tristan, what are you sensing there for her?
I'm thinking you have indecisiveness. Is that true? That you know what you want, but yet at the same time you're not sure if you really want it. And I'm not sure what that's about.
I'm not either. I kind of know what I want, but it's not coming together exactly yet. Those two were pretty close to what I'm.
Maybe that's what it is that you have two people that are extremely similar, and you're having a conflict of which way to go, like with which one. Maybe that's what I'm picking up.
That could be.
And I, when you said the name, I did the same thing as Pierre. I just got, it was just a blank for me as a psychic. All I got was pretty much no energy, no response, nothing. So for me, I would say that person and you could be really good friends, but I don't see it ever really going very far. Usually for me, when it's relationships, when a person says their name, or even with your guides that I'm reading through there, the guides will show me right away something, whether it's an event or an energy. And I also get with you that you've got a lot of color going on around you and energies, that the guys are telling me that you have got some verbal things that would really be good. I agree that you know what you want, as you said, but I see that color turning into some verbal of you sitting down and doing some angel work with Ariel and saying, I'm going to have, and I want this, and I need this, and it will be. And I can see they love you on the other side. They're going to just, like I said, it's like you're like a skier. I see you out there just bring it on, and that's what I get.
Yeah, that's close.
Good.
That's true.
Well, thank you, Diane. No problem. Thank you,
you
call
so
us
much.
Cohen, get a hold of us again on Psychics Gone Wild. We have different people all the time, and we welcome you, and welcome to our family. And what we love here and what we've been doing is, Pierre, I want to thank you and something we will talk about a little bit here too is, Pierre, you were saying to do your gift and how he does with psychic. Explain to the new followers and the people in. What kind of do you need to do what you do for your gift? Because I do know that when sometimes people call in or over the telephone, you kind of work with your gift, and then you pick up and sense, and your guides are really having you write it out, and that's how you do. Could you explain to them? I apologize. Treat me like a newbie and explain to them Automatic writing. Thank you.
Basically, that's right. Since it's true automatic writing, I have to write it down. So I usually, before a session, I ask people before they come to send me 12 to 15 questions about the things that they want to know and learn about. And I will write on them. I will work on them, and then record, because you know what I write is actually unreadable. It's just some sort of trigger mechanism for me. And when a person comes to the reading, then we expand on it, and it's a full 30 to 60 minute session. And then with the person right there with me, of course, then we start going into it, and then we go in more details. And what I find is the way it works the best for me.
Okay, and that I know from those of you who have read my book and through the Living in the Psychic Realm, my teacher's friend, as I talk about her in there, and I had some friends tell me that, you know, they were talking about how they saw that, and, you know, for me, we got the phone acting a little odd again, unfortunately. Thank you, guys. Sorry. It sometimes does it. I think it's energy. But I know that, like, what he's talking about, I remember in watching a person do the automatic reading, I was so impressed, because they're what I would consider, we had this discussion when Lady Palmer was on. In the South, they call us prophets, and that's okay. The word psychic gets us in trouble. And in this case, this as being a prophet, if you talk in the word of talking in the word of tongue, in a church, it's very allowable. And in my belief, I'm pretty much a prophet and allowed in my spirituality to do that. And I would say, wouldn't you say that's kind of what you do when you're doing? You're able to do it, and then you interpret it, and then you give the person what the guides or the angels are telling you in the future. And it's the same prophecy as the Holy Spirit moving within you. Wouldn't you say, Pierre?
Exactly. I mean, I sort of, writing has become just some sort of reassurance for me or trigger, but I get the impressions in my mind way before I write the material. But writing it just some sort of gives it a continuity, and then of course, when I have the person with me, then I have to record everything, because if I do this ahead of time, then I will not remember everything when the session comes. But we just go over the material when I reread them, the information I get.
I love that, and I like exactly what we were going through and some of the energies, and I felt the energy. You can feel the good energy. It's like Tristan had wrote, and she said, you know, you can just feel good energy coming around you. What I was even impressed, and as we're talking here, is we've got a lot of people that are contacting and coming in, you guys. What we're doing today is we have Pierre Milo. I hope I'm saying the last name right.
Milo, that's right.
Milo. Milo in French, very, very phenomenal man from Canada who's graciously came into Psyche's Gone Wild today as our guest. And you've got me and him and Tristan on today. We're doing a little bit. We've got a few minutes, and then we're going to let Pierre go. He's a very busy person, and we're encouraging all of you guys to take a chance and look. One of the excellent things is not just grieving, but Pierre has some 8-week courses. He works with stress management, and he has 4 books out there. Pierre, are all of your books in French, or can we order them in English too, can't we?
The first 4 books are in French, but I'm uploading pretty soon on the internet. It's going to be an ebook on. It's called Power Up Your Life, Make Stress Work for You, and it's an extract of my French book, which was, in my view, a little bit too long. This is a condensed handbook with 8 to 9 sections actually, and it's loaded with simple exercise, breathing techniques, everything that people need. They don't have to read a long version of a book. They just go directly to a short explanation how to identify stress and what they can do to counter it, and how they can use the energy that stress releases to make better their lives, actually. And that's going to be available probably within a month as an upload, as an ebook. I will, of course, inform you when it is ready.
Do and get a hold of us. You'll have to also come back on with us. And, of course, we have a lot of people's interest now. And come back on, and we'll go through that and the site and how they can get it. And we're going to do one more person, Pierre. I apologize to you. We've kind of put you on the spot. We've really picked his brain, his energy, and his gift, and we just love having you on, Pierre. But we've got a couple of people ahead, and we're running you guys here today. We're doing a little longer, a couple in a longer show than normal. But Mary Lou, you're on.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi.
I sent you an email, Jethro, about coming to New Orleans. Did you get it?
I didn't, and I was all bummed because I think I should be there. I really want to be there, and I feel like we could have so much fun. And I think they teased me. I said all the angel work I do, and I've got something or someone that was sending blocks. Tristan, we was talking about it today, weren't we, Tristan?
Yes, we were.
We don't understand what I did, but I got in trouble. I did a couple things, and some people got a little upset with me, and I don't know. Someone told me I outstaged them, and I really laugh. If you guys know me, I'm probably the silliest goof you ever want to meet. I mean, I'm the one that Tristan's like, you know, you need to, like, put your hair down when you're on Skype, because I really don't, I'm not really into this. And Tristan's me are just, we're just people, and we got ourselves in trouble. So please send to me, Mary Lou. I checked my stuff, but I think what happened was I think I missed it somewhere because I felt you would, and I really would love to do some classes there. I do have some really fun stuff that I feel that we could go do. Me and Tristan are right here in Florida. We could do like a 2 or 3 days fun days there.
Okay. Well, I'll send it, and hopefully if you get it, send me an email back, or I'll just keep sending it and see if I get lucky.
Well, and give me your email while we're on here. We're just going to just do it right over the radio so the world knows it, and I'll listen so I get your number. You know, I don't have a phone number, but you know what I mean.
Do I have to give mine out? I don't want to get spammed.
No, I don't want you to get spammed. I'll do it. Call me at
928-284-0437. No, everybody's going to be calling you.
It's okay, and I got a good thing on my phone right now that they don't. It doesn't go real far with it, and it's basically I'm having a person help me with it because I had someone call and say really kooky stuff. Beatrice and laugh, but the lady scared me a little bit. I'll give her credit. At my age, to scare me, you have to work hard, but she did, and so I have a person that just watches. But what they'll do is it'll pick it up and go to voicemail. But you know, it's just 928-284-0437. And please get a hold of me because we do want to do St. Louis. I know that we talked before also about doing Louisiana with you, and I really do. And I'm saying that outward because there was another person that week that got a hold of me. I have a lady that wants to do California. And I apologize, everyone. We're breaking all the energy. But I know it. And, Pierre, we owe you the biggest thanks. You came on, and I had lost my son. We talked about it last week. Obviously, you are. I thank you, Pierre, because there's some energy coming from you. You are like one white beacon. I just want to thank you. I don't know.
Thank you very much.
You know, you're going to have to come on more. Next week we're having some slots open, and I'll talk with you. Maybe we can work out even with some of the, we have some ladies that have done some work with tomorrow on widowing, and I would encourage you to tune in with us because, Pierre, you are very good.
I will. Thank you. And I'd be more than pleased to join you guys again. Talk about grief, and maybe some people would like to talk about grief, or, you know, like that lady called in before, then that'll be my greatest pleasure.
Pierre, can I add something? I went through a grief period myself. I lost my father in 2008, and up to 2011, I kept losing another family member. So I lost 5 people in 4 years.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes, I know. So I can, like, understand and relate to where you're coming from.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I have such a good connection with you.
Losing people is something that we need to realize that it's going to happen to us. But what's difficult is when, like you, it happens in a very short period of time. We barely have time to grieve over a person that another one goes. And it just accumulates. Grief engenders grief. And in the end, it becomes very, very hard. And what people have to understand in grief is that we have to express those emotions. We have to be able to grieve, to talk about it. And just not complicated. Just say what we feel. The energy's got to circulate. It's got to come out. I guess there are some people. And if we can do that on the air, that'd be great.
I love that. And tomorrow we're going to be doing a show. I apologize. I'm cutting everyone off. We're running out of time here. But we're going to have a show tomorrow, and we're really welcoming with you because we're going to be talking about On the Other Side. We're discussing some psychic phenomenal there. We have two guests on tomorrow. Those of you who've been keeping track, Kelly is now in Utah and headed over the line into Idaho. Thank you for all your prayers. We are really doing that, and we're welcoming, you know, we've been doing these little limited shows, and Pierre, we welcome you to tomorrow. They're going to be discussing, we have two people, a counselor, and we also have another person on discussing what happens when you're on that other side. And I welcome you, Pierre. I know that you've been gracious to give us this time, and we'll welcome you back. We're going to let you go. We know that you had a time limit. We've got a little bit of our show left, and please, you know, stay tuned, everybody, and we're going to do a little bit of a commercial here, and Mary Lou will be back with you if you'll just hang on, too. And Tristan, it's time for a little bit of a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you, Pierre.
Okay.
Later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Hey, everyone, we're back, and I want to thank all of you. We've had a little bit of a minute here just to kind of take a little refresher, and we did a little longer show today, and we were just kind of giving the last notes that we all know now that, you know, Kelly is in, as I was saying, Utah. Tristan, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I really enjoyed having Pierre on. That is one amazing man. What a heart.
I thank him, and when he, you know, he got a hold of me, he, you know, he's been very gracious. We have quite a few surprise guests that we're going to be bringing in with you guys, and I really thank all of you guys in the chat room. It is really great, and I thank all of you that come in. It's really fun for the guests. We've got a really fun thing that we've been having lately, and that's like with what we've got here is that we've got a lot of guests that will be coming on, and it's just a lot of fun. And what I've been really gracious to do, and those of you who listen into Saturday with me and Tristan, is while Kelly's on the road, we're just throwing in some new things. And then we're gonna be changing some of our format, and we've been kind of letting everybody know. I know a lot of my followers were real curious about after Saturday. Saturday is okay because we got through. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be bringing in a lot more of what we used to do with those surprise guests. And I'm glad, Tristan. Mary Lou, I thank you, and thank you for getting a hold of me. I've been praying that you would because I really feel that I should be doing some classes there in Louisiana, and I want to talk to you about your ability a little bit.
About my ability?
Yeah, I feel like you've got some energy here, and it just feels like you're not just interested in doing psychic, but I feel like you've been kind of, the guys are telling me that you've got some things that you're doing there and helping others with.
We're having our first meetup tonight for psychic support, and I'm leading it. Wish me luck.
I will.
Kind of like stone soup. It's like, here's the bowl, here's the water, here's the stone. Everybody else brings something to the table.
It'll go great. And you know, the angels are telling me, you know, we all study things, we go through things, and that's what I was so excited to be, you know. It's like as they were going through some other stuff with you, they were kind of going through some other stuff here with it, and it's like I think that's part of what the angels were talking about. They keep telling me that, you know, it's like something else is happening here for you too, that it's like they want you to be doing so much, and I look forward to it. I feel that we're going to have a lot of fun, and we've been putting out so many topics on this show that I've come up with some of the older stuff, and in fact, like my sister tomorrow, I talked to my mom today, and my mom was like, we saw these three birds, and she was explaining different old knowledge that my family is Native American, and my mom's very Native American, and she was like,
these birds are gossip.
Yeah, exactly. See, and those kind of things, I do enjoy those. And she's like, you know, that we exactly had this happen. And she goes, remember this? And they were discussing a wedding that just happened in my family. And obviously it did not go well, and some of the things happened. And exactly with the gossip, exactly with what was going on, and going back over it, we did a little bit of note-taking, and my sister was all excited. She called me, and she's like, you know, you couldn't make it to the wedding, and you were right on with your reading, and, you know, this is the old school. And I laughed. I said, you know, people 20 years ago would have said, what? Now it's like we're coming into that age. It's just like we were talking earlier. Talking in tongues is something that is very different. And I've had a lot of controversy. Lady Palmer's going to be back on, and she's a very good friend of mine. And when she was doing her readings here, she sang to a lot of people like they used to in the day. I mean, you know, people would get laying on hands, or they would get a healing. Pierre was discussing that he's on Edgar Casey, one of Edgar Casey's newspapers. And those of you who remember with Edgar Casey, he did a lot of working with what they would call, I apologize to other people, but they called a lot of his people holy rollers. Remember when he was doing that in the readings, if you study back on it, they were out in tents and they would come to people's towns, and Edgar Casey would do readings, and the people around it would do readings. And one of the things, a couple of the people that taught Edgar Casey were known for that. They were known for basically not only they would come and get together, they would talk in tongue, they would sit down. It was pretty woo, you know. And I remember as a child reading about it, and some of the things that really fascinated me was the fact that they were, you know, we were still taboo back then. And it's what we were talking about, the words. You know, prophet now is very, very acceptable. Some of psychic is becoming that. And what I want to do, and what my big positive goal is, for us to help other people and do like you're doing, Mary Lou. You know, you're putting out some groups. I mean, if you would have done that even 5 years ago, people would be looking. In Louisiana, you're probably still getting some people looking, but what are they reacting to your psychic group? Can you share with us? Are you getting...
Mary Lou?
I wore her out. I put her to sleep. No, she's like... Mary Lou, I tried to, but I'm teasing you. What I've got, and I don't know if we've got some technical difficulties again, but I can see this being really strong with the people there. I bet you this is causing a lot more energy. We've got a couple other callers in. 818, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Do you mind if I put you on hold for 1 second? I'm sorry.
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
It's me and Tristan, and we're on hold with everybody because we're not talking. I guess we got Tristan. You better come in because they're all putting me on hold. So this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we've got people putting us on hold. So we're going to come right into the chat room and mess with them because there's a bunch in there today, and we're having a lot of fun with you guys. We want to thank and do a special positive to some of our most people that have been with us and following, and just do a special thank you to quite a few of our people. I do owe a couple of you. I know that I think it's Donna that's in there. I think you were the one who won on the phone. I apologize. As we were just going through, Mary Lou caught on. I'm having some really odd energy that we were talking about. We think that we've got some Sen energy to cause a little aggression. And I don't know if we've got some taping going or something, but the phones are kind of muting me a little bit and echoing. It creeps me out. So what I'm going to let you guys know is that what we've had happen, if you do send to me an email or you do send me stuff, please resend, because sometimes, as Mary Lou was saying, you know, I didn't get the email to be on in Louisiana. I'd love to be up there and help her in September, have some fun. In fact, I'm looking forward to that. I do a lot of psychic classes. We're having a really good promotion, those of you. You know, I do put my number out there, and we kind of caught, so we're doing pretty good on the fact back. But, you know, if you do send to my email, I do get a lot of stuff. I'm not really getting so much spam. I'm getting some great stuff, but I apologize to those of you who do send in. It takes me, I should let you know, I'm about a week behind. And honestly, Tristan knows now, and we've talked. My girlfriend is like Tristan. She's a very good typist. So she does a lot of all my typing. It is confidential. She really doesn't really read. It's just I will tell her what I want her to put, and she knows that because she types for me. But, you know, with her legal service and what she does with her life and her work, she's able to do this. She's very fast. You know, as fast as I can talk, she can type. So, but I am still behind. So I thank all of you. We really are looking at Psychics Gone Wild going into this. And what you were saying, Tristan, with Pierre, you know, what were some of the things you were talking? Some of the topics Tristan would like to bring to the air are really good.
I just really enjoyed how he had this innate sense of grief and how he was able to pick up on people's grief. So I'm thinking, you know, that he has empathic gifts as well. And, you know, I liked how he talked, you know, was talking about Edgar Cayce because he was known as the Sleeping Prophet. And I read a lot of his books. And Edgar Cayce would actually go into a dream state, and his secretary, who was kept everything confidential until like he passed, would dictate, you know, because he would go into these dream states and just start, you know, talking. So it's almost like he was automatic writing, but verbally. And what Pierre had said was that when he does his automatic writing, he can't even decipher it. And that is so funny to me because when I do it, I can't decipher what the heck I wrote either. So I thought that was pretty funny.
I love that. And I love what, you know, when he was talking with automatic writing, it's in my chapter, I think it's like chapter 5 or 4 in my book. And it's like when I talked about the for me, the person that did it was very, you know, into it. It was very intense. And there's different forms of it. But it's something that was brought up on the show here a couple weeks ago. Different types of psychics do different things. And I have been turned down just flat by a lot of psychics that I wanted to come on the radio show. Two reasons. One, you know, they're like, woo. And the second thing is to do your ability and to do that woo is like you want to have that time. And I know that to be in the right space and the right energy, the radio is probably one of the most frustrating things to do. And I want to thank with like Pierre because like he was saying there, you know, he was very much with it. And I had those of you who listened in the day that we've had different psychics on, one of the great things about it is each of us compliment. So I look forward to this. I can tell you from my work with Canada and Canadian different works and groups, we'll be having back, and, you know, we'll have Pierre back, and I think one of the excellent things, like, we saw there is, you know, this is a skill and an ability, and Mary Lou, you're still on with us. We were talking about laying on hands.
Yeah.
And that's something that I would like to talk about, too, as we've been here. I was healed by Kelly. We talked about this Sunday by her Reiki. Have you had actually experience of doing the Reiki, laying on hands?
I was taught it in church, but I'm the bashful, shy type that I know how to do it, but I keep it to myself kind of deal, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'll do it to my kids and my family, but I don't go out in public and let people know what I know, you know.
I think that's very intense, and I like what you just said, and it is some of those experience that my teacher my second teacher Abby had told me that I would be able to lay on hands and be a healer, or I would be able to use this as psychic gift, and I kind of qualmed with this. A lot of teaching from her on reading. And I would like to, and have worked with some different things. I'm going to be taking on some more things of it because I really enjoy the fact of the healing ability. I've also learned from my classes and when we do work together that I had a couple of friends that will testify. They put on my LinkedIn and other things that I've done some work with them. All of a sudden the guys and the angels said, you know, do this. And I'm like, I reach down, I do what they're telling me. And then it's like the person was healed with their knee. I've had some other people healed. And I love what you said, Mary Lou. You know, it's a calling. And like Kelly's very gifted. She's a master Reiki killer. But she's, you know, she was telling me that when they were going through their stuff and when she was learning, one of the things she really caught on quick was she pretty much was sensing and doing both. She doesn't do the psychic seeing of it, but she senses it and feels and knows where that is. And I think that's that has to be just a natural calling.
I like to know that I know beyond knowing. And sometimes spirit doesn't behave that way. It does what it wants to do, and it doesn't take into consideration that I want to be literal. So if I'm reading somebody and I know something and they validate that I know something I don't know, then to me that's a sign that, okay, then I can go a little further. But with healing, if I didn't come up with it and sense it and feel it beforehand, then I don't know that I know. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. What do you feel, Tristan? What's your opinion on laying on hands healing?
For me personally, I've had that gift for a long time. If I put my hands too close together, I feel fire. And I was told that I have that ability. But I also use it mentally where I can send the healing energy to people who need it. And Jethro can attest to that because he's had headaches and I send him the energy and then he feels better. And I also do it with my dogs. You know, I work on them because, you know, we're all energy. And my poor little dog, who is my cohort here for my readings and everything, her arms were raw, actually raw from chewing. She had a skin infection, and for like 2 weeks, I put my hands on her little arms. She's only 5 pounds, and I would just concentrate and just work, and 3 weeks later, she was healed. I mean, she had no more red spots. Her skin was clear, and fur was starting to grow back.
Sense to me. That makes sense. And I love the fact when you look at the energies and the things of it. We've got in the psychic room, it kind of relates in what you guys are also going in there in the room. And we're talking about is it can go the extremity. You can have people instead of taking or giving energy are taking. And there's where you get the psychic vampires. One of the things they encourage with us is to always make sure and do your first protections and do your shields. A lot of my, especially my metaphysical meditation, psychic classes, we're working on totem callings, anything that's doing with this, the first thing you do is you do that because, unfortunately, other people if they're not able to raise their own energy, and if they sometimes for different other reasons, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. We'll have a show on that. I've got a couple of people that are going to come on and discuss that. And really in that area, there's different reasons and factors that they can, it's like having a baby. You can tell an alcoholic baby in a hospital by its cry. There's the same thing in metaphysical and spiritual. You can tell a psychic vampire baby by the time he's 1 year old or her. And one thing that's been really remarkable through all my years of study, and Sedona was a really good place for me, is I learned a lot of different defenses with it, and I learned a lot because, you know, Sedona is a hub. It's a place where everybody goes for metaphysical. And I was working in a metaphysical store, and I met a very good, phenomenal people there that taught me even more about it. I thought I dealt with it, you know, and you deal with it in fairs, metaphysical fairs. You deal with it sometimes through, you know, through the phone. Sadly, one of the things we'll be dealing with is psychic defense. We work with some of the energies of it. So what you've got here is you're a person like Mary Lou and Tristan and I, all three are putting out energy. And I know that I found that I'm a projector. I have friends that are manifesting generators, different reasons of energy. Knowing your energy, working with that and the new human concepts, you can also do some other things to make sure and block and defense that. Because they will, there's different times that this is like the old belief, we're all codependent. Well, the old belief is that we all have energy back and forth. Sadly, we found out that the old school was, I know that like the medicine men, the stronger men of power, women of power, people of strength, these are words of knowledge, people that are in the metaphysical field that I know in the old school, they would not let people touch them. And only the person that was their healer could because of these reasons, because of links, cords, what we call odd mojo, you know, whatever reason you want to call it. And now we've learned terminology, and it's something that we're going to be bringing up in other subjects here on Psychics Gone Wild. And one of the really good things we're going to be doing is a lot of spiritual cleansing. A couple of my shows, I know a lot of people have like, you've thrown out so many different types of it. Well, I have a lot of years of it, and like I said, a lot of different, I had three teachers, and I had a lot of different ones. I've learned that different spiritual physical cleansings do it for metaphysical. Good example, a lemon absorbs negativity. It's also used. I've heard of people using eggs. I use carnations. I have had a friend that was a very, very excellent cleanser and spiritual man in Denver, Colorado. And he used a coconut and he used carnations. And the first time he whacked me all over with these carnations and whacked me with his coconut, I was like, I wasn't so sure we were friends, but I can tell you one thing, it worked. And I stopped being sick. I stopped having it. And the person that had done the work against me was somebody doing negative. It was, you know, and I know that, you know, it was something that was brought on. The person was very jealous and very much doing it. Long story short, I got better. Things happened. I had tried all physical means. So, you know, for me, it worked. So what I'm going to do, and we're on now, is this is Psychics Gone Wild, and you're on the air, 818, with Psychic Jethro, Tristan, and Mary Lou. And 818, you were going to take a break. I guess they're still taking a break. Great. We've got a next caller here. We're going back with 757. You're on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good.
My name is Deanna. I'm calling from Virginia.
Thank you, Deanna, for calling. It sounds like it's gone wild. And, Deanna, we're basically having a conversation, and we do a little bit of mini reading here. Have you been on Psychics Gone Wild? I've had a little bit of static with your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, can you hear me better?
Better, thank you.
Okay. Actually, I was listening to your conversation, but I was hoping I could get a mini little reading.
Well, we've got Tristan. How are you with your angel cards? Are you ready to?
I cannot even hear this lady.
We're having
to make a connection.
And so, Deanna, what I'm going to do is, so she, we're having there. So I'll go ahead and look with it. And what I'm going to go ahead and do is, I'm going to get here. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
We had quite a few people that are in just listening, and we kind of asked, and a couple of them put us on hold, and we're going to come back, and then we had others. So I think that's part of it, too. So we're really kind of doing a few seconds here on the show. We always welcome everyone. I thank you. This is not our normal time to be on, so we're kind of testing the airwaves, because what we're doing is we're having guests on, and we do our little ones, our readings. And, Deanna, I'm going to have you just go ahead, and I'll give you a little bit of a mini reading. If you'll just go ahead, say your name for me now that it's a little more with the energy, I'll give you the reading.
Okay, Deanna.
Deanna, I'm feeling like this, I feel like you're looking towards relationship. I feel like you've got a question about relationship.
Either relationship or my business, whichever you pick up the strongest.
Okay, Deanna, I'm going to have you give me your date of birth, and then we'll see what the guides show me, because that'll do this left side with numerology and see if they want to talk about your business. Because they keep telling me relationship that you've been... kind of things have been going a little odd there. They said it's not like it should be. It's like I feel like you're a little sad.
Yeah, well, my relationship, he wants to get married again now. He wants to get married. He asked me before, and I'm just hoping that everything will be okay. You know, everything won't be like cheating and just a big headache how it has been in the past. So... maybe that's what you're picking up.
That's what I'm getting. I also feel a really sad thing, too. You know, I feel like that the guys are saying that, and they're telling me here, if you want to just go ahead, you know, it's like this is going pretty intense here, and that's what we're hearing. It's not you, it's your guides. It's like there's a lot of energy and a lot on here. And we were saying this earlier for our Canadian guest, Pierre. When you have these energies like this, sometimes it's the angels, it's the guys that are doing part of this. And I apologize to you, Block Talk Radio. Sometimes I'm so stressed, I'm like, what are you doing to me? But sometimes it's this. And you've got some angels there. They're telling me that you've got some changes coming. You know, you got in, and this is our normal time, not on the show, but they're letting me know that there is some change coming. But the frustration thing, and that's where I felt those tears, is that I also feel that you're not going to be able to have something else with this relationship. There's something else going on for you. They're telling me that you've got some sadness here. They're saying that the guys are telling me that this relationship, there's going to be someone new for you coming in. And they said that it's like you guys have been kind of, I want to say arguing or something there, but they said your business has also kind of been at a point where it needs a kind of an extra little bit of a shove to get in the water again or something. You're like, I feel like there's something going on that your finances have been kind of held tight.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on. You really need a reading, and I'm glad we put you on, and I apologize to everyone. They've got me kind of muted, and if you get kicked off, please come back in. We've got some oddness with the phones, so it's kind of doing it, and I've seen it doing it with, there's like three of you spinning. So what's happening here is it's doing a different transfer, and I'm feeling a little better with you and your energy, and I like this, because what they're telling me with you is, I'll have you say your name again for me, and I'm going to read a little more into this.
Deanna.
Deanna, see, now it's getting stronger, and the guys are pushing this with you, Deanna, and I feel that they're telling me that there's going to be a, I feel there's a new positive relationship happening for you. I feel like that you're married, you said?
No, he wants to get married.
Okay, I feel that this marriage, they keep saying, and they said that that is part of the thing going on with you guys, and I feel that it's the person changing that you're with. There's something going on here that you've had readings before, and they keep telling me, the guides are showing me with you that this person that you're with, can I get their first name?
Sean.
I feel like Sean has not really came to the full terminology. There's something here. When I go to read with him, I don't feel like being really strong there. I feel like he's, I feel like there's some other problems.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I think that it's, you know, and it's like, as you're asking the guides and they're going through this, they're telling me that he's kind of put out some other stuff too there for a while. You know, you need to do this, you know. It's like, what else is happening? You know, it's like, they're also telling me that something else is kind of going on with you too there. You know,
with
and
me?
We've got, yeah, it's like they said that, you know, it's like, go ahead, and if you get cut off, I lost quite a few of you guys that were on the phones there. Me and Deanna are really talking. You know, just call back. I think that what we've got is some technical difficulty. We were trying to get there, and Tristan was trying to reach. She couldn't hear you neither, and I know they cut her off. Skype has just kind of kicked us off a little bit.
Wow.
Deanna, I'm feeling you, and I'm going through. I can hear you on there barely. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
They're telling me with you that you and Sean have got some other things going on, and we need to kind of look here, and that's part of it. I do see you two still going through this, but they keep talking about this and wanting to get married, and then there's this hot and cold with you two.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, and that's... Hello? And there, now we've got... Her got off. I don't know what's going on. I apologize to this... You guys that are listening in, we're at the last of the show. We've had this happen a couple times with us. Kelly and me both have experienced this. I've done that little, she says, to reset it, which is going to take about, we've got 9 minutes of the show, so I'm going to play a little music for you. We're going to finish this day out. Please stay tuned, all of you that's on the radio, and we'll be right back.
Lying beside you, here in the dark, feeling your heartbeat with mine. Softly you whisper, you're so sincere. How could our love be so blind? We sailed on together, we drifted apart, and here you are by my side. Yeah, so now I
everyone, I thank all of you who's been patient with us today. We had quite a little bit of a turnaround here, and we were on and experienced it. I played a little bit of music while we were going through, and I did do the F. It did look to me like some of it was some of the phones, and I think what I've done is I've had too many people on. Sometimes with our psychic roundtable, we have sometimes 5 to 6 people on and waiting for people's response and talking, and I usually try to do that. And I apologize to any of you if you've gotten kicked off. Please call back. You know our 773-897-6461 number. We also have the last 5 minutes of the show, and we're going to go right back into, this is Psychic Jethro, and we're doing Psychic's Gone Wild, staying a little later today. We had Peter Milo, and he was on the show today, one of our very good friends now from Canada, who called in and talked and discussed about grieving, and a scryer, obviously analysts with very good psychic abilities. And we're looking at 818. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
Fine, Susan from California.
Hello, Susan. I thank you. It's been really wild. This is our little bit. We're running a little at the last. We did a little longer show today on Psychics Gone Wild. We welcome. We've been talking here with me and Psychic Tristan. We're discussing. We were talking about energy and the energy on the difference between a healer and person given energy and a vampire psychic energy taking. And
perfect, because I experienced that. But before this happened, I didn't listen to my intuition. And I didn't have any awareness. So I fell for something. And before that happened, two things happened. One, I just gave up in life. And, you know, I didn't care if I lived or died. And then after I found out two people died, and I was depressed because of my son. Someone lied to me. And so they said he was going to kill himself. And I lived in a relationship of abuse for that part of it for that child. So the thing was, I said, now I want to live, and I met all these people that came to me and told me their stories. And one of the person that I met was an Indian, and it was quite amazing. And she told me about her past, and then she touched me with water in a forest, and then I never saw her again. And the next person I met at a movement was this. Oh, I met children. People just tell me their stories about abuse, stories that no one ever tells somebody. So I was the keeper of secrets, who had secrets herself. And then I wanted to make a difference in the world. So when I met a guy at an event and I wanted him to help my son, I couldn't see what was there. I couldn't see that. And also he hypnotized me on the phone. Have you ever heard of such like this?
Oh, yes.
You have?
Yes.
So he knew I had something. And I learned, but I learned to quiet my mind. So I look at this experience that I felt all these things inside myself one evening because I needed to know what my children went through with their father. He was a sociopath. That's the only way I could see, find. But I lost loss of trust, anxiety, fear, and all of these things. But I gained some things too. I gained his knowledge that he knew, learned things for 40 years. He gave it to me for a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted him to take away was what I realized he had, a condescending kind of voice. And when I found that voice, I left, and that saved me. But I don't know why I'm telling you this. Wow.
You need to talk. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And it's okay, Suzanne, and it's good. And I knew earlier there was a reason you got on, and that's what we're here for. And it's
maybe I'm helping some people. But
you're helping a lot of people.
Along the way, I was surrounded. It wasn't just him. Every walk of life came towards me. I was so open after I was pure. And so people came. And when you have no awareness, you can fall for anything. And so when you saw the word body and psycho, I got scared because a person touched my arm, touched my wrist, and then he read my body, and he told me this person that I was with was not truthful, but three other people told me that too. But he himself had his own powers. So these people kept coming towards me. It was just amazing. That was my journey. And now I met somebody. Have you ever heard of going through a rabbit hole?
I have heard of that. Tristan, have you heard of it, or Mary Lou?
Well,
I didn't know that I had any visions. I didn't know it. And so for 4 days, I watched this movie, Avril Lavigne, of going down a rabbit hole, Alice in Wonderland. For 4 days, I had a dream that I was going down a rabbit hole surrounded by flowers and trees. Well, 4 days later, I was in a car accident, which was a very strange incident in itself. And that night, someone told me something about their past, and he was a vampire. A spiritual vampire, and then he changed and he got healed, and he went through all these things, and he says, you'll be okay. And then I went right through the trees. I blanked out, and I woke up, and I thought I was inside a dream because it was just like I was surrounded by trees and flowers in a circle.
Suzanne, I've been to this. You've got to get a hold of us tomorrow. We've got a minute left.
Okay, I'm sorry. I kept on going on. I should have just said, what does the cards tell me instead of sharing this?
No, we wanted you to share this, and we need you to call 773-897-6461 tomorrow on Psychics Gone Wild. You're on the energy. You've got it, and you've been through a journey, and that's something we'll be talking about on Metaphysical. And one of the excellent things we've been welcoming, Suzanne, is I know that you're meant to be with us. Join the group. Come be fun.
Okay.
You've got a lot to offer, and we're
thank
all welcome.
Thank you. And maybe if you know anything about the evil eye, because it broke yesterday. So I think that's my past. Maybe that's time for the past to be gone, and maybe that's why I'm saying, why am I telling this story? But
they wanted you to talk, and you know there's other people out there are going through the same thing. And one thing, like what Suzanne said, she didn't know why the angels had her do it. I'll tell you one thing that's even stronger, is as you guys are going through your spiritual journeys, you've got friends, always have the connections, we're all here. We were discussing the vampires, and the whole set went crazy. We also know that they're out there. You guys, Suzanne got away from hers. Please let yours get away from you. Call us, get with us, psychics, we'll help you. Get with some of us doing the spiritual cleansings. We thank you guys. We're going off the last 10 seconds of the show. Psychics Gone Wild's been fun, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.